all of you, the day has finally come. I'm going to share on this verse that was read to you by Elder Fernan. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This morning is a combined service for the first and the second service. We not only want the first service congregation to be present, we do acknowledge the attendance of the afternoon service congregation, which mainly is pastored by Pastor Carlos. For the second service congregation, they are witnessing a special moment for your pastor. Today is a very special and important service. It is a significant moment in the life of a church. It is significant because there is a transition of leadership that you are going to witness afterward. After 40 years of shepherding, guiding, and building, we now entrust the next season into the hands of a new leader. Transition always brings mixed emotion. A lot of works, a lot of emotion. I can see in the life of Pastor Lily these past few weeks, a lot of things. Gratitude, reflection, even uncertainty. But the Word of God anchors us with this truth. Leadership may change, but Jesus never changes. We are changing leadership, but Jesus remains the same, and Jesus is here with this church. Our theme today is very simple, but very powerful. New leadership, same Savior. What do I mean by that? Firstly, honor the legacy of your faithful leadership. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7a says, remember your leaders. The Bible instructs us not to forget those whom God has used to lead us. Leadership in the church is not just positional. No, it is spiritual. Honor their spiritual influence on you, not just authority. It is sacrificial and it is costly. I can tell you that it is very true with these few statements. It is spiritual for us. It is sacrificial for us. It has been costly for us. Just now I was watching Pastor Lily. She was crying. I think it is not easy. Remember here is not just recalling names. It means to value, to appreciate and hold in respect those who taught you God's word. The leaders shape the believer's faith, often at great personal cost. What do they do? Their prayers are prayed in hidden places. The tears they shed for the souls, and the years of faithful preaching and shepherding. To remember also means to give thanks. Today, we give thanks for what God has done through the past leadership. Their lives are living testimony of God's faithfulness. It is also to learn their example. They point to you as believers. Their way, the leadership, the past leadership's way of life. Not just their teaching. The focus is on their faith when they were under pressure. Their obedience to God. Their endurance even through suffering. But the verse does not stop there. It says, consider the outcome of their ways of life. In other words, look at their lives. Look at the fruits of their life. Lives are transformed. Families are restored. A church established and strengthened. You know, I think 2 or 3 days ago, a couple came to me. Suddenly, I say, Pastor, he wants to give me a gift. It was a good gift, but what he said really touched my heart. He said, Pastor, because of you, my family, my relative, my this, my that, myself, we all come to church. I say, what you say to me is more valuable than the gift you give me. It touched me a lot. Okay, so it's not about exalting a man. It is about recognizing what God has done through yielded vessel. Number two, embrace the continuity of God's word. Hebrews 13:7b says, imitate your faith. So what must you do? Imitate your faith. It does not mean to tell you to imitate their personality, imitate their style, imitate their preferences. No, imitate their faith. I think the thing that will give us the greatest satisfaction is you imitate the faith that we have in Christ. Leadership changes, but the missions does not. As we welcome our successor, Pastor Carlos Barcelona Jr., we are not starting a new church. We are continuing the same work of God. The call remains the same, to preach the word of God, to make disciples, to pursue holiness, to reach the lost. All these 4 points are demonstrated before your eyes. Every Sunday, Pastor Carlos will be preaching the word of God. He's teaching right now in the SCG because he wants to make disciples of those people that are under his SCG classes. He is hoping and praying that during this coming harvest month, many of you will be deployed to make disciples of the new ones. And we still uphold holiness in this church. I know that we look very strict, but I just want to tell you something there. Because we uphold holiness, the presence of God continues to be with this church. Every leader has different expression, different style, different personality, but the same foundation, faith in God and obedience to his call. So as a church, please do not compare seasons. Please do not resist change. Please do not cling to methods. Instead, embrace what God is doing now. That means the new leadership is taking over while holding firm to the faith that you have in Jesus Christ. Number three, anchoring in the unchanging Christ. This is the most important point. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the anchor of the entire message. This is the anchor of our church. The New Testament gives a very clear picture. The church anchor is not a system, a building, or even its leader. It is Christ himself and the hope tied to him. Hebrews 6:19 says this, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That hope is rooted in Jesus Christ, his finished work, his promises, his ongoing role as our high priest. As a result, there is stability. There will be stability because your anchor is in Christ. There will be stability in changing time. I mean, you look at the recent oil crisis. It affects us, but we can pray. And when we pray, the price of oil comes down. And you continue to pray, the price of oil will continue to come down. We can move forward with confidence because our hope is not in a leader, it is in Christ. And Christ is unchanging. Christ will not follow Pastor Lily and I, not only follow two of us to Singapore. He will also be here because he is everywhere. He's transient, he's everywhere. Unlike human, we age like I age. My hair is white now. I can do a lot of things. I can get a lot of benefits because my hair is white. We age, we fail, we die. Jesus does not change his character. Jesus is still loving. Jesus is just. Jesus is still holy. His power remains unchanging. He still saves. He heals, he transforms. His promises remain the same. What he says remains true. He brings stability to your life. He still brings stability to your home. He brings stability to your church. Even if everything around you shifts and changes, Jesus remains the same foundation. So what is the message for you as believers? The same Jesus who sustained the past leadership. It is the same Jesus who will help the present leadership. The same Jesus who built this church. The same Jesus who saved you. He remained unchanged. People change. Season change. Leadership change. But his power is not diminished nor changed. His word is not weakened. So what are the signs that the church is still anchored? How do I know that the church is still anchored in Jesus Christ? Christ is central. Christ is central. Scripture governs teaching. Scriptures are not opinions only. Sorry, scriptures are not opinions. Scriptures are truth. You obey the scripture, you receive blessing. You disobey the scripture, you get the curses that is found in the scriptures. Leaders are accountable, not untouchable. Faith produces real change, not just head knowledge. Endurance exists. Faith remains even under the pressure. So your role is to stay anchored by knowing the word yourself, fixing your faith in Jesus, not on people. Thank you.